You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So earlier I had a I had a chat with Georgia Chaveau, campaign supervisor for the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, about the rallies that are taking place, sort of preceding the potential industrial action by nurses, midwives and health professionals around New Zealand. I started off by asking Georgia where we can expect to see the rallies taking place this week.
Across the country, over the next fortnight, members are rallying for good health outside most DHBs, in marketplaces, in squares, flyering at railway stations. They'll be out and about asking for your support for greater investment in public health.
In terms of support from the public, what are you guys looking for? Are you looking for donations? Are you looking for vocal support, social media, sort of raising your hand with the nurses? What is it you guys are looking for?
Fabulous. Looking for social media support. You can change your profile picture. You can share our stuff. You can follow us on Instagram or Twitter. You can get the word out and you can flick the ministers a postcard on our website.
What are you guys hoping this week that the rallies are going to achieve? Because obviously this is pre-potential industrial action and this is sort of a mechanism to prevent you guys from needing to strike.
Not exactly. What we are hoping to do is demonstrate to the government that New Zealand wants them to prioritise greater investment in public health. So we will be continuing with our ballot plans for industrial action, but right now the goal is to show the government that they need to make a greater investment in public health.
What has the support from the public looked like thus far?
It's been overwhelming and amazing. We've had 1,000 volunteers sign up to support the campaign and do stuff and things. We've had hundreds of messages of support, many of them super beautiful, from patients, families, whānau, talking about the care they received from nurses, midwives and healthcare assistants.
Now, are you able to just to outline to the audience what are some of the core issues that have led to this tension between the NZNO, New Zealand Nurses Organisation, and the DHBs?
It's pretty simple, really. Our health system is sick. It's been underfunded for over a decade, and that means that the health system hasn't kept up with the growing community need. So nurses and midwives and healthcare assistants have been filling those gaps. They've been stretched to breaking point, and they're now standing up for a health system that properly cares for patients and enables them to properly care for patients.
Is this entirely a funding issue, or is this also in terms of a pathways issue and how we're generating a new supply of nurses from that high school level into the workforce?
Well, that's a really good question. It is a funding issue, but of course, who would want to sign up for a career where you're undervalued, overworked and stretched to breaking point? So it is about the future of our nursing midwifery teams and it is about the future of health.
There seems to be sort of a front of a very united nurses organisation. Is this the truth? Are all the nurses and health workers and midwives within New Zealand sort of behind this cause, or is there a bit of a divide under the surface there?
Our diversity is our strength from our 50,000 members across the Motu, but the support and unification we've had about getting more health funding is really, really clear. We're together and all believe that we need to do better in the way we fund and support health.
With that unified front, how likely are we to see some sort of industrial action?
That's up to the members, who will be very soon making their decision clear to us all.
Are you able to let us know when that will be public, that information?
The timeline is still currently being worked on and it's a priority.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.